New York Governor Andrew Cuomo signed an agreement Tuesday finalizing the purchase of 69,000 acres of land that will be added to the Adirondack Forest Preserve. With Elk Lake, Dix and Nippletop Mountains and the Colvin Range as a backdrop, New York's governor formalized the $14.5 million purchase and transfer of the 20,758-acre Boreas Ponds Tract from the Nature Conservancy to New York State. Governor Cuomo called the acquisition historic.
We're completing the largest acquisition to the park in over 100 years. We're completing a 69,000 acre purchase with the Boreas Pond Track at 20,000. As soon as we sign that document, it will be complete. And the Boreas Ponds are one of the really magnificent parts of the Adirondacks. It is truly spectacular. Functionally, it also adds to the usability of the park. The 20,000 acres solidifies the integrity of the High Peaks region overall.
Essex County Board of Supervisors Chair Bill Farabee says beyond the natural views and pristine forests, the park is also the economic driver for the region.
In the past 6 years, tourism-related employment has jumped nearly 8%. Tourism spending is up 10%. Visitation to the park alone, an increase of 15%. And today we are building on progress to continue to attract more people, well-paying jobs, bigger businesses to our communities for generations to come.
Over the past 5 years, the state has been acquiring the 69,000 acres in a series of purchases totaling $47.3 million under a 2012 agreement with the Nature Conservancy, which had obtained the land from the Finch Prine Paper Company. Nature Conservancy Adirondack Chapter Executive Director Mike Carr said the newest addition to the Forest Preserve will benefit both the environment and people.
Boreas Ponds is the crown jewel of the 25 Adirondack parcels totaling 69,000 acres that New York State has purchased from the Nature Conservancy in the past 4 years. In any landscape around the world, the opportunity to protect 300 lakes and ponds, 90 mountains, and 415 miles of rivers and streams would be compelling. This is among the top three most intact contiguous areas of temperate mixed forest left on Earth.
Adirondack Mountain Club Executive Director Neil Woodworth says the High Peaks are already the most popular part of the Adirondacks, and adding the Boreas Ponds will connect the entire southern wilderness region of the High Peaks.
When you get on Boreas Ponds and you're looking to the north, you get a spectacular view of the highest mountains of New York State, 12 in a line of spectacular peaks. And before, you could only do that from the Sable Club lands, which of course were privately owned and off limits to the public. So we're getting this great gift, and I just can't wait to enjoy it.
The signed agreement initiates the classification process for the lands, according to Department of Environmental Conservation Acting Commissioner Basil Sagos.
This is a letter that merely begins the process of classification. There's no pronouncement whatsoever as to the classification of the property.
I have a preliminary classification that I'm making as governor. It is magnificent.
Governor Cuomo also sent a letter to the Adirondack Park Agency requesting it immediately begin the classification process for the Boreas Ponds Tract. The letter says the property, quote, is one of the most important additions ever made to the Adirondack Forest Preserve, unquote. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.